Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 19th of December 2011. On this dark, chilly, cold morning, it's worth bearing in mind that we're only 2 days away from the shortest day. And from here on, the night's going to get shorter, the day's lighter, and hopefully so will the global financial situation, although that might be asking for a little bit too much. So this week, actually, I want to concentrate more on financial planning than the markets. But as far as the markets are concerned, just to highlight another set of encouraging figures from the US last week. The jobless figures down again and manufacturing surveys positive. For those of you who follow the numbers slavishly, the markets last week were generally uninspiring. Japan down 2%, the Far East down 1%. Europe down around 5%, UK down 3%, and the US also down around 3%. So what is the bottom line? Well, as we move into the new year and we start, as is so often at this time, to think about what we should be doing with our money and our lives, I think it's important to return to the core principles of financial planning. And these we set out in our recently published Navigator booklet. I just want to concentrate on three of those in particular. First one is putting life first. So plan your life, then plan your money, not vice versa. So often our lives are ruled by our money, but that shouldn't be the way of it. It's all about putting your life plan first, working out your most profound life goals, and then arranging your money around those life goals. Secondly, really important in this volatile world in which we find us ourselves at the moment, realize that we have little control over an awful lot. So we should really concentrate on only on those things that we can control. For instance, we can't control stock markets, but we can control the asset allocation of our investments and pension portfolios. We can't control interest rates, but we can reduce the impact of rising rates by minimizing debt. Inflation, we can't control inflation, but we can control our expenditure. And we can't control our longevity, and indeed not many of us really wish to do so. But we can control the amount we save in our early lives to ensure we have sufficient capital for the rest of our lives. And finally, it's important that we optimise our assets for both growth and security. Capital preservation is all important, particularly at the moment. And it's worth remembering that a portfolio should be constructed to deal with the twin risks of volatility, stock market volatility, and inflation. And in my view, inflation, long-term inflation, is the far greater danger and could do far more damage to your portfolio than short-term volatility. It's also important to construct a portfolio to ensure that you've got the right money in the right place at the right time. And for that, we've got to have a multi-asset class portfolio. And it should include cash, bonds, equities, and alternatives such as commodities and hedge funds, etc. So to this end, strategic and tactical asset allocation is really the key to portfolio success. So I thought I'd just leave you with those thoughts as we leave 2011 and move into 2012. Here at Planning for Life, the office will be open until Wednesday. And we'll be back after the New Year celebrations. So that's really it for me for this year. Have a wonderful and joyful Christmas and a great New Year. I'll be back in Jan with a review of 2011 and some thoughts on what 2012 might hold for us. Finally, as usual, please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Please contact your professional advisor before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. That's it. Happy Christmas. Take care and speak to you in the new year.